Silver Wolf Audio Blog Podcast number 51, an episode that's somewhat related to Christmas. On this week's edition of the Silver Wolf Audio Blog Podcast, I share an update that I recorded about a month ago. I have two huge announcements. I also have reviews of Invictus, The Princess and the Frog, Guitar Hero 5, and so much more. And I share with you some holiday wishes. All this and more this week on the Silver Wolf Audio Blog Podcast. If you wish to email me, please email me at silverwolfpodcast@gmail.com. And now, let's rock and roll. Hello, everyone, and welcome to a long-awaited episode of the Silver Wolf Audio Blog Podcast. I'm Silver Wolf, and for those of you who are still subscribed to my show, I thank you so much for being patient. And for those of you who are new to the show, well, I say welcome. And in case you're not too familiar with the show, let me explain to you in brief. My name is Silver Wolf, and pretty much what the show is about is just about me, and I share my opinions on video games, movies, DVDs, and, pretty much whatever's going on in the world. And now, I know it's been, it's been like a couple months since the last episode. Like, I think it's like the end of the summer or something like that. I don't know. It's just been so long since I've done an episode, I almost forgot how to do one. Well, there's numerous reasons, and I think I'll let this quick update that I recorded about a month ago that I really planned to release earlier, but I never really got a chance to send it out, so I'll let this explain what on earth is going on, and then I'll explain it in further detail afterwards. So let's let the update explain itself. Also, on another side note here, this recording was done on the spot. It was done in my car. I was using a voice recorder, and it's a bit long. It's about a little over 25 minutes. It's a bit of a long update, but there's a lot of information in it regarding a couple of recent trips and so many other things. So check it out. And if it does sound a little bit unprofessional and a little weird, I do apologize in advance. So check it out. Hey everybody, this is Silver Wolf here. And I know it's been a while since my last podcast. Things have been pretty hectic around here. I just thought I'd give a little quick update. I'm just driving around, heading from home to school. So this will be a kind of a short episode. anyway, what I've been doing recently, just a lot of stuff has been getting in the way. School, it's my last semester. And family and all this stuff. There's a lot to tell. But anyway, between the last episode and this episode, I've been doing a lot. For example, I went to the Wisconsin Dells over the summer. For a weekend, I went up with some friends. We walked around downtown a little bit. We just enjoyed our time together. And it was even the first time I've ever been to an indoor water park. And, it's also been the first time I've been to a water park in a while. And, they're a lot of fun. And
We stay at a place called Chula Vista. It's kind of like in the outskirts of downtown Wisconsin Dells. It's pretty nice, very affordable. There's there's two water parks. There's an outdoor water park and there's an indoor water park. Both really nice. Lot to offer. I mean, it's good for, you know, just to kill some time, you know, on your trip there. And they have a lot of great slides there. The outdoor water park had this really cool slide called the Cyclone, where you start off at the top. The slide itself is kind of like designed as a cyclone, where you start off from the top, and it's really hard to describe. You can find a picture of it on the Chula Vista website, and it's a lot of fun. It's completely dark, and like, the further down the slide you go, it gets faster and faster, and it goes so fast that you actually feel like two G-forces pushing against you, and it's really hard to actually breathe. And, and the first time I went out, I was laughing so hard. This is what a friend of mine told me. He said I was laughing so hard that the laughter was actually echoing through the slide. And people heard me from the top of the slide, and they were looking down and going, what the heck's going on down there? But, fortunately, it was just me having a lot of fun. So, there was also a few other cool slides, too. And there was also the indoor water park. And they have an indoor water coaster there, and they say it's one of the best ones in the, in Wisconsin, and I have nothing to compare it to, so, because it was my first time on one, and those things are a lot of fun. They're really fast, they're run on conveyor belts, and, it's pretty cool. It's a lot of fun. There's also a few other water slides there, too, but, their water coaster was pretty fun. And, yeah, this is what I get for not having a script in front of me and trying to drive while podcast. But anyway, other than that, we also walked around downtown a little bit. We walked through a few shops. We decided to check out, some of the more iconic areas of the Wisconsin Dells. And I even went to this one place that, caught my eye just by the name of it, called Wizard Quest. Pretty much what it is just a giant scavenger hunt. It's $13 or less, depending on if you get a discount. And that's $13 for an adult. And technically what the whole thing is a giant scavenger hunt. It's a nicely decorated area. I mean, there could be a few things that, any craft person can do. But, it's really nice. There's a lot of hidden passages and areas that'll cross you between, one area to the next. And all you have to do is, depending on the game you select, you either just walk around trying to find four wizards within an hour, or you have a scavenger hunt where you have to answer questions in order to get enough points, and if you get enough points, you can free one of the wizards. And depending on how many wizards you free within an hour, you actually get a prize. But the prize is just a discount on, merchandise from one of the two shops that the place owns. But other than that, it's okay. It's just that it's mostly made for kids than for adults, because there's a lot of climbing and there's a lot of crawling, and you just have to dress, you have to wear appropriate clothing. I mean, it's like a giant, like one of those Discovery Zone areas where, it was probably called the slides and climbing and everything and scavenger hunts and all that stuff. I was able to crawl through everything. My friend that I went with, not so much. But fortunately, it was really nice, and, it was okay. It was decent, it's okay for what you get. So it was not too bad. And on the last day, and besides that, we drove around. We checked out a few of the resort areas, like the Great Wolf Lodge, the Wilderness, and Kalahari. Now, the Kalahari, I wish we could stay there, but it was a bit out of our price range. But that thing, you gotta look, check this stuff out. The Kalahari Resort is so freaking huge. You can spend an entire weekend just in that one hotel. It is big. And I was surprised at how huge it was. There's an outdoor water park, there's an indoor water park, there's a movie theater, shopping area, amusement park, arcade, plenty of hotel rooms, and just so much to it. I think I probably left something out. You can definitely check that out. What else is there? Grey Wolf Lodge is pretty nice. It's not too small, but you know, it's a decent size. And it's a nice family resort with an indoor outdoor water park. They have Magic Quest, which I haven't checked out, but I heard it's a lot of fun. I think they're going to use some of that same technology for the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, but I honestly don't know. I'm getting off topic here. And yeah, that's what we did pretty much the entire day. We just did some exploring, checked out some of the tourist destinations there in the downtown area. We didn't really spend all that much on some of these attractions, but you know, it's been like over a decade since the last time I went, and I'm just turning the AC on, but it's been over a decade since the last time I went, and some of the old stuff is still there, some of the stuff is new, and you know, surprisingly, it's not as bad as I thought it would be. I mean, there are still a lot of tourist traps that you gotta be careful of, because, you know, you just pay like $20 for like a one room museum or something like that. I don't know. But you just gotta be careful. It's definitely one of those places they can go to, like one of those local Midwestern places they have to know where to go and what to do in order not to get ripped off or, you know, cheated or whatever. And on the last day was kind of unfortunate because it was raining, and we actually spent money on these speedboat tickets, but thankfully it did stop raining and we actually did do a speedboat tour, and I gotta say, I had a blast on that. The tour guide was really nice. He pointed out some of the natural elements of the... We went to the Upper Dells boat tours, which is long history on the Upper and Lower Dells. But anyway, we checked that out. He explained a lot of the natural wonders of, you know, the Upper Dells area. And then all of a sudden, it's a speedboat. I mean, it's bound to go fast. And he was like doing all these stunts and all this weird stuff. It was a blast. I really enjoyed it. Three of the four of us enjoyed it. One person did not really enjoy it that much, but because I guess she didn't really want to get all that wet. But you know, we signed up for it. I had a blast. It's definitely something to check out. But if you prefer something nice and relaxing, they do offer more relaxing boat tours with stops and all that. So that's definitely something worth checking out as it starts to rain here. One other thing I forgot. The day before the last day, we actually ate at this restaurant, this all-you-can-eat restaurant called Paul Bunyan's. It's pretty much in the look of it. It kind of looks like a log cabin, and for the price, you get a really nice breakfast. It's all you can eat. They give you donuts. They give you scrambled eggs, sausage, bacon, hash browns, orange juice, coffee, whatever you want. You know, they'll give it to you, and it's pure lumberjack kind of stuff. So, you know, it's really nice. And for a place called Paul Bunyan's, and if you're not familiar with the legend of Paul Bunyan, he's a really tall guy. The roof is very short. It's not a complaint. I just find it kind of odd that for a place called Paul Bunyan's, the roof is really, really low. I mean, if you're like 7 feet tall, you're bound to like. It's like, actually, I think it's less than the roof is like less than 7 feet. You might need to duck your head a couple times. So. That's just a little word of warning for all my tall listeners. But, you know, the place, the Wisconsin Dells, was really nice. It was a really nice, relaxing trip. And If you're ever curious and you like live in the Chicagoland area or anywhere near Wisconsin, it's definitely something to check out again. You know, it's a nice family weekend kind of place. And, you know, you can't spend just a weekend there. It's kind of like a place where you can, you can spend more than a weekend there, like probably a four or five day trip if you want to check out everything. But, you know, for the most part, it is definitely just a nice weekend vacation. So it's definitely worth checking out. And we also did a lot of walking there, and I think I forgot, I mentioned this on my Twitter account, that I had like a twist, like something wrong with all my nerves, my legs. I don't know if it was something I did or something that someone else did, I don't know. But apparently it's fine now, and I was getting off topic again, as it continues to rain here in the suburbs of Chicago. Then, here's the thing. The next day, like, on Sunday, we came back probably around late afternoon. And here's the thing. The next day, I had a Walt Disney World trip. So, figure that out. I went from the Dells to Florida. So there you go. And this time, I did not go alone. I went with my mother. And we had a blast. We had a blast in Florida. It was also probably going to be my last trip before, you know, I can actually consider working for Disney and like for a career and everything. So it was my last trip. It was not my last trip forever, of course, but it's definitely my last trip as a college student. And now that I'm, you know, I'm bound to get out of college and all that stuff. You know. But anyway, first off, the first big thing that I have to talk about is Bay Lake Tower. It just opened as soon as we arrived. Like, it opened a week or two before we came. So it was brand new. It was the first time I've been inside it, and definitely the first time my mom's been inside it. And I gotta say, either it is worth it. It is a really, really nice hotel. We got a one-room studio. It's pretty small, like good enough for a four-person family, but still pretty nice. We got a Bay Lake room view, which, you know, you get a view of Bay Lake, and you got the pool and everything. It all looked It's a really nice addition, and I just can't. Words cannot describe how awesome this is. And you have to look at videos, you have to look at photos of everything, because it is just phenomenal on how it's all done. All the rooms have either a kitchen or a kitchenette, flat screen TV, DVD player, bath, sink, everything. It is so nice. It is really, really nice. And if you ever get a chance to stay in there, I would take that chance, because, especially with the Magic Kingdom view, because I can guarantee you, you're never going to get a closer view besides actually walking into the Magic Kingdom. You're never going to get a better view. And also, it's that building alone that my mother, God bless her, that we are now, that my entire family are now Disney Vacation Club members. That's right. We are now DVC members. Which, as soon as my mom saw everything, I mean, she knows a lot about money and how real estate works and everything. And she's like looking at all this, like all the benefits and how, you know, the benefits and how much of a discount we get on trips and everything. She was looking at all this and she was like, Why didn't we do this 11 years ago? That's how she was convinced. And so we're now Disney Vacation Club members. Our home resort is Bay Lake Tower, of course. And now, you know, we own it for the next 50 years or so. I don't know. I haven't looked at all the minor details but, you know, it's now it's ours. So Whoop-de-doo. Other than that, it's pretty much the same trip that I've been taking for quite a while. So I just want to focus more on some of the new stuff that's going on. Like, first off, Space Mountain was closed, which is kind of a bummer, but I just hope that it's going to be all worth it soon. I saw the stage where Stitch's Supersonic Celebration was. I got a small glimpse into the Pirates League at Pirates of the Caribbean. What else was new? I'm trying to recall it all because it's been a while since the trip. But, you know, everything that was new at the Magic Kingdom is, you know, we got a chance to see. And, you know, also I talked to my mother about the new Haunted Mansion enhancements. And, also, like, some of the new things in Fantasyland and also Tomorrowland, too. So, you know, the first day was a pretty nice day at the Magic Kingdom, but it was surprisingly very crowded, and it was crowded throughout the entire week we've been there. I swear, even the rides that rarely get lined actually got lines, and it was pretty much proof. On the third day we went there, when we went to Disney's Hollywood Studios, like, the place was packed. Fortunately, you know, we got our salesman for Disney Vacation Club actually gave us, you know, fast passes, you know, to use whenever we want. So we were very thankful for that. And you know, and in the studios, there was a lot of people there. I am not kidding. There was a lot of people there. And we checked out the usual. I went on Rock and Roller Coaster. We went on Tower of Terror. Muppet Vision is always a must-see on our trips. And some of the new stuff that they have there. First off, Toy Story Mania. My mother went out for the first time. She really enjoyed it. She had a blast. So, if my mother can improve it, you know, it's definitely well worth it. And the American Idol experience. Now, this is going to be an official review of the American Idol experience, as I'm, like, you know, very close to my school. But basically, they actually did do a few changes. Like, they added stuff to the outdoor queue to, you know, make it feel like you're actually being part of a show. And, you know, the show itself is actually pretty decent. They actually do select a lot of great, guests to perform in the show. And, you know, it's just a really good show, and it's worth checking out at least once during your trip, or, you know, in your life. It's worth checking out at least once. And if you can audition for it. I mean, you can't go wrong with it. The least thing that can happen is, you know, you somehow embarrass yourself on stage, which almost happened a couple of times on the shows that my mom and I watched. So yeah, it's a pretty decent show, and I'm not a big American Idol fan. Other than that, we checked out the usual for and also the Backlot stage tour. I'm not complaining about this, but now has an automatic spiel. So, you know, no person in the back talking about everything. It's now all automatic, which, you know, it's not a bad idea, but I usually prefer to have someone talk, you know. And also the pre-show, which is that whole harbor attack thing that they do, that they changed that a little bit. They replaced the screens and they replaced the backdrop, and it just looks a lot cleaner. And that was basically it for the studios. We didn't see Fantasmic because it was not playing on the day we went there, which is always a bummer. But, you know, we still had a really good time there. Then we went to Epcot. And, you know, still basically everything the same there except for the Great Piggy Bank Adventure. And like I said, my mom knows a lot about money. And we actually decided to check this out. And, I mean, it's fun for kids, but the thing is that my mom complained about is they don't really explain how it all works. All it is just all these silly games, and they don't explain why inflation, like, you know, how inflation works, why it's important to save money, and, you know, why is it important to diversify your investments. So, I mean, it's fun for kids, but they don't really explain anything. Fortunately, the website that, you know, they'll give the link to when you play the game, fortunately, they explain more about it on the website, but not right there, which my mom thought was kind of disappointing. So, you know, maybe in the future they should really reflect more on, you know, explaining how money works. We also decided to check out the Kim Possible Adventure, the Kim Possible World Showcase Adventure. Now, I'm kind of familiar with the Kim Possible show, but my mom wasn't, and even she thought that it was really fun. I mean, you go around World Showcase, even though it was a really, really hot day. You go around World Showcase, you have this really cool cell phone, and what surprised my own mother was, you know, all this stuff goes on. Like, you got, you know, trains moving, and you got animatronics talking. My mom thought it was really a lot of fun, so she really enjoyed that. As I pull up to a parking spot, I kind of right here pretty quickly. But anyway, Animal Kingdom, since there was nothing much new there, I actually got stuck on Expedition Everest when I was in Animal Kingdom. Yeah, I was stuck. It was pretty much there was a lot of reports of storm systems coming in. And apparently, one moment, the attraction got stuck on the top, like, at the top of the mountain where you stop there for, like, about 5 seconds, then you go backwards. We were stuck up there for, like, a couple minutes. Now, here's the funny thing. I was amazed by all this, because I was like going, oh good, I can see a lot of detail that I never see before. And there is a lot of detail in that one section. You got paw prints, and you got claw marks and all that stuff. It's a really cool area, and you only get to see it for about 5 seconds. And while I was, you know, excited, everybody else around me was freaking out. I thought that was hilarious that, you know, I was the only one that kept my cool while everybody else was freaking out. That was just priceless on its own. And what else? Oh, we also decided to check out Downtown Disney for a little bit during the trip. My mom was kind of happy with some of the new stuff they're adding in, like T-Rex and Trend D and all those new places. And we wanted to check out the Characters in Flight attraction. But unfortunately, since it was storming earlier that day, we never got a chance to go. So it's kind of a bummer, but hopefully the next time we go, I'll definitely be able to check it out and see the Walt Disney World from a really completely different angle. And I just lost my train of thought, but because I'm just back here at school and it's really starting to rain again. But anyway, that's pretty much the trip in a nutshell. We had a really great time. We're now Disney Vacation Club members, and hopefully I'll be able to do trip reports more frequently if I move down to Florida, which hopefully will be pretty soon. I don't know, because, you know, I'm really looking forward to a career with Disney, and I really want it to work. So, but anyway, I just want to give out this quick update of what I've been doing. I bought a lot of games recently. I got a lot of games recently, and I'm looking forward to reviewing them. I got Beatles Rock Band, Guitar Hero 5, Wii Sports Resort. I'm gonna get the new Kingdom Hearts game. I got a lot of games to talk about, and I also might be doing more movies and DVDs, and also one other thing. I have something in the works that is going to be really, really cool. That's going to be a really nice supplement, and it's going to be kind of like what I just talked about. I still have kind of plans for it, but it's going to help supplement this series, and it also might be featured on other websites. So definitely look forward to that. And all I gotta say about this project, it's gonna leave you looping. Or it's gonna... This is what I get for not scripting. But it's gonna leave you in loops, and you're gonna have a great time with it. So definitely look forward to that, and I'll be hoping to talk to you soon. This is Silverwolf with a quick update, and as the rain falls, I'll catch you later. Bye-bye.
So, there you go. That's the update for you, and, I just did it on the spot, because I know I haven't done a podcast in a while, and I really felt like I really needed to do something, so, that was pretty much it. And, you know, there's so many other reasons why, like, there's so many reasons why I couldn't really do a podcast. I mean, first off, it was my last semester. I just finished. Thank God. And, you know, there's just been a lot going on that made me push back, you know, everything that I like to do, you know, forums and podcasting and everything back and back and back and back, pushing everything back, including doing this podcast. So, you know, but in the meantime, once again, this is just another one of those impromptu shows. Going back to the old format a little bit, I never really got a chance to fully script this. In fact, I'm making this on the spot as I go. But, you know, I'm just so glad the school is over with, and now I have more time to do stuff like this. And, now with more time on my hands, you know, this whole break from podcasting and focusing more on school got me to thinking a little bit. You know, that whole update, you know, that update you just listened to really got me thinking of what I should do with this podcast, you know, because I can't really do this forever. I mean, I still love doing this, but of course, you know, I can't really just do the same show over and over and over and over again. You know, I really want to do something else with this podcast, maybe add a supplemental podcast to this. I mean, various other podcasters are doing the same thing, as well as, people on YouTube are doing kind of the same thing where they have their main big show, they just do, like, something else on the side, you know, kind of like a video vlog or whatever. I'm sort of thinking about doing kind of the same thing, with the exception this one's gonna be a little bit more professional. I'll try to make it a little more professional and more scripted. But I really want to make this project like my next big step. And what I really want to do with this is, I can't really tease this any further. I've been teasing it to a lot of people. I've been teasing it to you guys. I've been teasing it on my Twitter account at twitter.com/SWABP, plug. In case you haven't noticed, I have been talking a lot about Disney and theme parks and everything. And I just thought, you know, I know there's already a lot of these out there, but why not a theme park podcast? You know, why not one of those? Like, maybe I can talk a little bit about Six Flags theme parks, maybe a little Universal Studios, definitely a lot about Disney theme parks. You know what? I think I should do that. Because that's going to be my big announcement. I'm actually decided to do a theme park-related podcast. I mean, why not? I already have like a lot of knowledge on what's going on in the theme parks, and you know, why not make something out of it? In fact, I'm already thinking of a name for it. How about Inside the Queue? You know, queue lines, those long snakes you wait for? Well, why don't we go inside the attractions in the future? I haven't really decided on what to when to release the first episode, but what I'm really thinking about, like, here's one thing I've been really thinking about. I've been thinking about this for a few months now, and, you know, it's kind of started when I was looking for an attraction that had a shorter lifespan than a month. And then, you know, when I was looking through all these extinct attractions, I kind of thought there's like some sort of pattern that theme parks go through before, like theme parks and theme park attractions go through before becoming extinct, as they're called. And, you know, I developed this theory that I will explain on the first episode. It may sound kind of odd, but in a way, it makes sense. So, be sure to look for that sometime in the year 2010. I'm probably looking forward to maybe a January, February, like somewhere within the first 3 months of 2010. You know, something along those lines, because, you know, I still had to plan things out. I haven't fully written my theory yet, but it will be coming, and I'm actually hoping to post it not only on this podcast, but also on another site called thatguywiththeglasses.com. They have a whole blog site, and I was hoping to post it on there and, you know, maybe let others notice it and, you know, just see if I can spread myself out a little bit more other than, you know, this little independent podcast I've been doing for, a few years now. So, and with that, don't forget to check out Inside. That's pretty much my gift to you guys. It's going to be Inside the Queue. It's going to be premiering in 2010. You just have to look forward to it. I don't know if it's going to be audio or video yet, but it's going to be awesome. Another announcement I'm making is, you know that whole Brawl preview video I made? Well, I was thinking of once to create a video review of Brawl, but, you know, the further I hold it back, you know, the less tempted I am to doing it. And there's just so many reviews of Brawl, Super Smash Bros. Brawl out there. And, you know, I had the script, I had the photos, but the more I attempted to try to do it, it would just turn out really, really poor. And I just don't really want that. So, you know, I'm just going to throw out my review of Brawl right here, right now. I do apologize if any of you, or, you know, if any of you were looking forward to a video review, but, you know, I just don't have the resources, nor the money, nor, you know, really the talent to actually do it. So, I'm just going to give a quick review of Brawl right here. It's a fun fighter. If you're into the other Smash Brothers games that, you know, that were released, you know, the original Smash Brothers and Smash Brothers Melee, if you're into those, you'll definitely enjoy Brawl. It's better. There's online play. I don't know if they got rid of the servers yet. There's been a lot of rumors about that, but there's online play that's a bit slow, but, you know, it's there. There's a lot of stuff to unlock. There's a lot of stuff to do in it. It's a great party game. I give it a green light. You know, it's that good. But anyway, now that I've got that review out of the way, let's move on to some other reviews. First off, is a review. I have two movie reviews and two video game reviews for you guys as kind of like a little extra holiday gift for you guys. First off is the movie Invictus, starring Morgan Freeman and Matt Damon. And, you know, yeah, these are going to be brief reviews, because these movies have kind of been out for a while, and I'm pretty sure some of you have already seen them, but if not, here they are. Invictus is starring Morgan Freeman and Matt Damon. It's pretty much the true story of the South African rugby team that, you know, kind of had this really bad reputation of being like one of the worst rugby teams in the world. Then all of a sudden, the new president of South Africa comes in, shows his full support for the team, and, you know, says that, you know, in order to increase South Africa's spirit, this team needs to win the World Cup. And, you know, that's pretty much what the whole story is about. It's generally, you know, a sports movie. It's one of those sports movies with, you know, the team that was down the bottom, you know, never going to achieve anything. And then all of a sudden, with me just saying that, you pretty much know how it's going to end. Or if you ever heard the story before, you already know how it ends. But you already know how the story ends. But, you know, Clint Eastwood as a director, you know, he really did a really good job with this. Yeah, even though the story is kind of predictable in a way. And there has been, this huge moment of slow motion for 5 minutes, which I really think the movie didn't need, especially since it was near the end of the game, a couple minutes before the end of the game. But, you know, other than that, it was a really good film. I love Morgan Freeman as an actor. I love Matt Damon as an actor. And, you know, it's just a really entertaining film. I highly recommend you check it out. It's fun, you know, it has a lot, you know, it has some comedy in it, and, you know, it's a really dramatic story, too, so I really enjoyed it, and, you know, I'm starting to accept Clint Eastwood as a director. He's a terrific actor, but I think as a director, I think he's also pretty good, too. So check it out, it's a green light. If it's still in theaters, check it out, and if it's on DVD by the time you hear this, at least rent it on DVD. Yeah, I know it's a predictable sports movie, but it's a good one. It's a really good one. Second off, a movie I've been looking forward to for a long time, The Princess and the Frog. I've been looking forward to this movie for quite a while, and now that it's finally released, I got a chance to see it on opening day, just before finals, of course. You know, in short, it's kind of like a unique twist on the whole Princess and the Frog story, where, you know, the princess kissed the frog turns into a prince, they live happily ever after, blah, blah, blah. You know, like, it's a unique twist on the whole thing. It takes place in the Jazz Age of New Orleans, which is a really nice, you know, tie-in to, it's a really nice setting for the film. The voice acting is incredible. The music is, you know, really good for a Disney film. And this may not be up to par with, the storyline and, you know, a few other things. It may not be up to par with some of the previous Disney classics that I know and love. But, for a step to return to hand drawn animation, this is a step in a good direction. So, if you haven't seen this yet, I would highly recommend you check it out. It is a really, really entertaining film. There's a lot of great characters in it, great voices, great animation. It really brings back. It really makes me want to say, you know, it's good to see hand drawn animation back, because as much as I think CG is okay when it's done well, I'm always, always a huge fan of hand-drawn animation. And, you know, this film once again proves that hand-drawn animation can still be done and still be done well in movie theaters. So, if you haven't checked it out yet, I'm giving it a green light. Check it out. That's pretty much all I have to say. Now, let's see, how far are we... Ooh... Jeez, we're almost on to 45 minutes, and I don't really want to keep you for that long, because I know, you know, you all have a lot of holiday stuff to get to. So, let me brief you on Guitar Hero 5, my reviews of Guitar Hero 5 and The Beatles Rock Band, both for the Nintendo Wii. Guitar Hero 5 is the latest in the line of plastic instrument-based rhythm games. They're still pretty good games and worth a green light, but they're just still the same game.
Well, I pulled that one off pretty well, didn't I? But seriously, Guitar Hero 5 is a really fun game. I really enjoy it. There's just a lot to it, and, you know, it's a good addition to the franchise. Same thing with Beatles Rock Band. It's the freaking Beatles. How bigger can you get than the Beatles? So, they're both worth a green light, and they're both worth checking out. So, just check them out, and, yeah, they're just fun games. And, you know, of course, since this is the holiday season, you know, I just have to play this song again. I don't know why. It's just something I do every year. This is, of course, If Every Day Were Christmas by Slaw. You know, even for a few years, I can't really figure out how to pronounce that name. Is it Slaw? 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 Slaw?
First winter snow outside my window. Feels like that time again to me. From mistletoe, a Christmas show, and the lighting of that famous Christmas tree. People are shopping for their loved ones and making plans for Christmas feast. But it all goes by in the blink of an eye, and then we have to wait another year. But what if Christmas, what a wonderful world this would be. We would never feel blue. We'd make all our dreams come true if Christmas were every day. This time brings out the good in people. Just look around now and you'll see. Everybody's nice and full of life, and they give to those who are in need. But what if
again, there's just something about that song that's just so festive. And with that, you know, I wish I could give you some more holiday stuff, but, you know, you know, school and life just gets in the way, and, you know, just keep in mind that this podcast is not really my top priority. If it was, you know, this would be, you know, a little more professional and a little more thought out, but, you know, I just, you know, I wish it was, but fortunately it's not. I have a life, and I just have so much other things to do, and, you know, yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say. And, you know, with that, I think it's time to end the show for my last show for 2009, as we move on to 2010, with probably new equipment, and of course, don't forget about Inside the Queue coming soon. So let's just end the show right here with my closing announcements and everything. That about wraps it up for this edition of the Sunwolf Audio Blog Podcast. Don't forget to check out the blog at swabp.blogspot.com for more information on this show and to check out previous episodes. All the music from this show is from musicalley.com. If you wish to email me, please email me at sunwolfpodcast@gmail.com. And you can also follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/SWABP. Have a very, very Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays. Have a safe and happy new year. And I'll see you all in 2010. Bye now. It's not